An ongoing drought in South Central Idaho is forcing water users to negotiate a water management plan. Rachel Cohen reports.
Parts of the Wood River Valley have been in a drought since February. The mountain saw record low snowfall, which meant low stream flows in the spring. That has reduced irrigation water available for farmers in the northern Magic Valley and reduced their yields.
Maybe instead of getting three or four crops of alfalfa hay, they only got, say, two.
That's Kevin Linke, the water master for Water District 37, which distributes water from the Big and Little Wood Rivers. He says some surface water users were hit hard this year. In some areas, 99% of those farmers had their water cut off early. But Lakey says groundwater users whose rights have a lower priority could just keep pumping without restrictions. He says that doesn't satisfy the law, which gives most surface water users stronger rights.
If a certain user is just allowed to be above the senior priority doctrine because it's a drought, that's an issue.
Lakey says this problem isn't new, but it's often highlighted during drought periods when there's less water overall. Groundwater levels in the region have been declining for decades, but there's no plan to deal with that. Gary Spackman is the director of the Idaho Department of Water Resources. He says that could soon change. He's bringing the two sides together in a committee that met for the first time this week.
And I guess we'll see how much they're willing to talk and whether they can craft a solution that's acceptable.
Spackman says any solution will require compromise. A negotiated agreement could prevent the cost of a lengthy legal battle that is likely to arise with more years of water shortages. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.